The last boxes we opened were filled with piles and piles of dust-covered diaries, dating back decades. I stacked them on top of the bookcase. "Don't you think you should be doing something with those?" said my bloke, "like read and burn." I put a few on my desk. Opening a scruffy notebook written when I was 19, I found sketches, fragments, disjointed phrases, scribbled sums. There were also things not written by me, messages and drawings from friends. My sense of privacy was different then. I found a message from my sister. "If you are reading this and feeling sad, think of me at school being even sadder than you." My sister came to look at our new house, and I showed her the notebook. "I don't remember seeing your message at the time." I wanted to show her the house, but she sat at the kitchen table. "I've got to read this." The earliest diary was written when I was 12. It's a 5-year diary with a tiny lock. There was one earlier, written when I was 11. At the end of the year, I read it through. It contained a jumble of uncensored, disturbing, secret thoughts. I was shocked. I could not believe I'd written it, and was terrified someone else might read it too. I ripped the diary into small pieces, took them into the garden and burned them. I wrote more self-consciously after that, and kept the diary locked. When I left home, the diaries became freer. Then, at 21, a friend gave me Anaïs Nin's diary, Volume 1, 1931 to 1934. Here was someone who was writing diaries, was not afraid of intimacy, and was a woman. After that, I devoured everything she'd written, reading her diaries over and over again until the books fell apart. Reading Nin was like dreaming. She introduced me to the world and to art. She describes cafes, old apartments, artist studios, theatres, boats. She lives again through words, clothes, architecture, food, music, a view from a window, a painting. At the Russian tea rooms, she writes of violet rugs and stained glass windows, dusty lights. Sitting at a restaurant outdoors, we are all fused. The wine which runs down my throat runs down all other throats. She has an affair with Henry Miller, kisses his wife June passionately in a taxi, records detailed conversations with psychoanalysts and friends, Juno Barnes, Artaud, Duchamp, Maya Deren, and countless other artists. She knew everyone. She travels in France, Spain, Morocco, America. She writes in detail about D.H. Lawrence, Buñuel, Cocteau, Dostoevsky. Her volumes and volumes of diaries were so precious, she kept them in a bank safe, going to visit them to transcribe sections, transporting them across the sea in metal boxes. She does not tell us that she has a husband or a home. So for me, she was unmarried, gloriously free. She moves into a houseboat, where she writes and writes until the boat rots. The diaries were a form of dreaming for her, recreating, even creating life. This diary is my keef, hashish and opium pipe. I can turn away from reality into the reflections and dreams it projects. I must relive my life in the dream. But she also describes in raw detail her brave choice to have, and the act of having, an abortion. Nin's diaries became the rich source for all her stories. Years later, it was revealed her first husband did not want to be in the published diaries and was removed. After his death, unexpurgated versions have appeared. I haven't read them. It doesn't matter if what she writes is true or not. She constructs her world, choosing what to tell and not to tell. This conscious artifice makes art. She showed me the value of diary writing, taught me how to observe, reflect, remember, catch fleeting thoughts and images, and make connections between them. She says, "I want to be a writer who reminds others that these moments exist. I want to prove that there is infinite space. Most of all, she taught me that I did not have to tell everything, that I did not even have to tell the truth. I could choose. Reading my diaries again is like travelling through time. I meet myself as I was then, and I'm amazed to find a dream I'd scribbled down, now long forgotten. I was with Anais Nin. We were walking together in a dusty street. She was making comparisons between different people that we passed. Then she turned and looked at me and said quite sternly, "The thing is, you don't believe in the girl in the yellow dress with the long hair who walks down the street tossing it." She was speaking to me about freedom. I won't be burning my diaries yet.